America, America.
The psalmist said, Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Habakkuk the prophet said, Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known. This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. And I hope these programs are a real blessing to you. Friend, I hope you'll take at least one time a week and pray for this great nation. Pray for your church. Pray for your children. And folk, we need a touch of God in this day. Amen. We need God to help us. And I hope that you will do that. All right. Father, will you touch the broadcast and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's go to the message today. And we're going to preach a message in What Is Revival.
Events that were happening in his day. And Enoch was right before Noah. But Enoch went out in perfect fellowship with God. Now I go to Revelation chapter number 3 and I find another example of the entire church. And you come to the Laodicean church. And the Bible said they're neither cold nor hot. Now I don't know about you, but I like my tea cold and my coffee hot if I'm going to drink it that way. Amen. Lukewarm is something I don't like. And now God is not talking there about losing your salvation. But he's talking about, he said, that makes me sick. I'm going to spew the church. In other words, in plain English, I'm going to vomit them out of my mouth. That's not talking about losing your salvation, for I'm not held in God's mouth, I'm held in God's hand. But let me explain to you what that means. Is that means this. Right before the rapture of the New Testament church, you're not going to be able to tell the church people from the world. I mean, everything's okay, everything's all right, just live the way you want to, do the way you want to. After all, we're under the day of grace. And well, that's not what God said. But you find one man, one individual going out hot, glowing for God, and you find a church lukewarm. Now, here's the deal. The whole church as a whole may not get any better, but God's looking for those Enochs today that will walk with him. Now let me give you something from the Bible. I want to show you something. Now let me tell you a little interesting story here. Now, this word liveth, it means this. It means another word, and I want to share these with you because revive, as I told you, and it's the Strong's word, Hebrew 24:21. But there's another word in the Old Testament, the word for liveth, which is the Hebrew word 24:16. Now this word liveth occurs in the book of 1 Kings, and I'm going to deal with that in just a minute. I want to show you something. And this word liveth simply means green, or vegetation, or flowing, or fresh water. Just like you'd have fresh water or green vegetation. Now, Elijah is in a terrible day. Elijah realizes that the nation of Israel has turned away and they're worshiping Baal. Now, we don't worship idol gods in America, but we worship a lot of things in America. Money, success, sports, recreation, pleasure, automobiles, nice homes, for the ladies, nice clothes. We worship jobs.
America.
You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.